Not expect. This is Kiri speaking.
Hello. I was just wondering if I could ask a couple of questions about my guinea pig. I've had a baby born and it's a boy and we only have girls, so I'm looking at the sexing, but I'm not sure about any of it.
Okay, certainly. How old are they?
It's only one boy. He was born probably 3 days ago now.
Yep. Okay.
And then I've got two little girls that were born 2 weeks before him. And then three adult girls. We didn't know they were pregnant when they came to us.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's how it normally works. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the boys, you definitely need to separate them by 3 weeks of age, just because there is that risk that they could mate and with the other ones here. So they would need to, be kept separate. What are you looking at de-sexing him, are you, or?
Yeah, I've never – this is the first time that I've personally owned guinea pigs and I'm the primer. So I don't really know, like, with the boy, is the sexing, like, the best option here, or is it that I find him a little male friend to live with because I don't want any more pregnancies?
Yeah, no, definitely. It's up to you. Like, definitely you can look at de-sexing. He's a bit too young, obviously, at this stage here, but you can definitely look at de-sexing. You do need to keep them apart, though, obviously, up until the de-sexing procedure and then 3 weeks after the procedure itself, because there is still that risk of impregnating the females, even though he's been de-sexed with the residual sperm there. So it's up to you. Like, some people do just opt to get another one of the same sex, but you might have dominant issues there. It just depends, but definitely they do work well with company, but some
I'm worried
okay
about
him
being all alone.
That's the options there in regards to de-sexing him. I'll just double check. I think they have to be up around about at least a 300-400 gram mark or a certain age. So let me just pop you on hold and I'll just find out exactly the age. I won't be a minute there for you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so generally around about the 3 to 4 months of age mark is generally okay, but it does go on their size as well. So it just depends on how big they are to whether or not we would go ahead and do it at that age. What we would need to do first anyway would be a health check just to make sure that they are okay and healthy enough to go ahead with the anaesthetic. Now, if we're a bit unsure about the size and everything, we can definitely do that sooner than what we were looking at for de-sexing, and then we can make sure that we're all in good health, and then once we're at the right age and weight, we can look at just booking them straight in for the de-sexing at that time without the consult, because we've already had one previously.
And what are the risks, like, with de-sexing an animal that small?
Yeah, certainly. Obviously, with any anaesthetics, there is any risk. There are some risks involved. We obviously try and take all the precautions, giving them fluids, monitoring them closely under the anaesthetic, doing the health check prior to the anaesthetic to make sure there's no underlying issues that we might need to be aware of that would complicate the procedure. So, and then obviously with the procedure itself, post-op complications can be infection, wound breakdown, things like that, which is common with any procedure that can go on. The doctor can definitely discuss all those risks within the consult and let you know. The cost of the actual consult itself is $170, and the cost of the procedure is $400. Now, the procedure, the $400 does cover the procedure itself, the stay in hospital. Sometimes we do need to keep them in overnight just to make sure that they're eating well, they're passing good amounts of feces, and that the surgery site is looking okay. If they're doing really well after the procedure and they're bright and happy and the doctor's happy to send them home, they may go home that day. The only things that aren't covered within that $400 is any take-home medication that might be required, such as pain relief or a gut stimulant to help get their gut moving after the anaesthetic.
Okay, no worries. And so the risk is pretty minimal, because I've been on a lot of Facebook pages and everyone's scaring me out of it. So
Yeah, yeah. Obviously you have to be aware that, with any surgery there are risks involved. And as I said, we do a lot of guinea pig procedures every day basically. So but there are obviously risks involved with anything. And we do minimise that by making sure they're well hydrated, they make sure the blood pressure and their heart and their lungs are all nice and clear before we look at going ahead with any anaesthetics.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So I would come in there. Sorry, that consult's 170.
170. And then if...
Sorry, are they fine? Like, I just wanted to ask about the guinea pig. Like, when I separate him, he's obviously going to cry for a mate. So,
do is if you've got... I'm not sure if your enclosure set up, but what you could do is... keep them side by side, but obviously no contact. If you are wanting just to go down the route of getting another same-sex male to be with him, that is another option as well. But it would mean, obviously, without being bisex, they can't have any contact with the females because there is that risk of impregnating them.
And can you put them like... Sorry, I've got too many questions. Can you put them in the same... a cage, if they smell the females, are they more likely to fight, or they need to be in like a totally separate area? Because we've got a big cage I can section in half.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, so like side by side is okay. It just like it does depend on the pigs. Some pigs get along, some pigs don't. And there can be that aggression and stuff there. Definitely in the same room is okay, but it is up to the pigs. But yeah, having them in a same cage without a divider, you're just going to have the risk of...
Oh, I don't want any more surprise pregnancies.
Definitely more surprise pregnancies, I can tell you that now.
No, I don't need any more of those. That's why I'm looking at this. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Not a problem. So, yeah, if you want to book in just for that health check first, that's probably the better idea, just so that we can see exactly what his weight's doing, make sure that there's no issues that we need to be concerned about. And then if you are wanting to go down the route of castration, as long as he's been checked within a month or so of the procedure, then that should be fine just to book him in for that
procedure. I'm going to talk to my husband, but can I book him in, like, so I can book him in at 2 months to get done at 3? Like the consult.
Yeah, it's just so that we're not doing like 6 months down the track, because a lot of health issues can change, like can come up in 6 months. So we'd have to do another consult then. But if it's within a month of the actual visit, then that will be okay. And we would still do a checkup prior to doing the anaesthetic on the day anyway, just to make sure everything's still going okay. But yeah, it wouldn't be a full consult like what you'd do initially.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Should I book in for that now? Should I just leave it?
It's up to you. If you want to have a discussion with your husband and then give us a call back,
okay,
we can definitely organise an appointment. That's fine.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for answering all my questions.
Not a problem at all. Okay.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.